Good morning. A Friday morning, we are with Marina Villeneuve, AP reporter on New York State government and politics. Good morning, Marina.
Good morning.
We're starting with a report about Christopher Cuomo of CNN, of course, Governor Andrew Cuomo's brother, who advised his brother recently on the sexual harassment claims against him. Somewhat of a no-no in our profession, Marina.
Right. The governor's office has acknowledged that there were a few phone conversations that the governor had with friends and advisors, as the governor's office has called it. The Washington Post reported yesterday that Chris Cuomo was on these calls, that it also included lawyers. And CNN put out a statement saying that Chris Cuomo hasn't been involved in the network's coverage of the allegations, didn't announce any disciplinary actions against Chris. And last night, Chris said being involved in the calls was a mistake.
Yeah, he also defended himself, saying, you know, family comes first.
Right, but there are definitely concerns, obviously, about a journalist providing advice to a political figure.
From there to the revelation this week that the governor is set to earn a total of $5 million from his book on the COVID-19 crisis amid an investigation into whether his staff allegedly helped write the book.
Right. This week, we reporters got to rifle through his tax forms and his financial disclosure statement to see that the governor plans to use the $3 million for his advance for a trust for his daughters, as well as a gift to charity. He did not disclose what his plans are for the remaining $2 million he's set to receive. And he's gotten a lot of pushback from people who say, you know, listen, we've had nearly like 53,000 people die of COVID in New York. It does seem, you know, perhaps insensitive. And the governor defended himself yesterday, saying that he was trying to share, you know, lessons on what we've learned so far from the pandemic. It's not clear how many books he's actually sold, and he's refusing to release his book contract that could reveal some additional details, perhaps including if he might have a way to earn more than $5 million if more copies of the book are sold.
Some of the news from New York State government and politics this week. She is Marina Villeneuve, an AP reporter. You can read more at ap.org. Marina, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you.